The Shepherd of Hermas, Part 14.
Now then, sir, explain to me concerning the mountains. Wherefore are their forms diverse, the one from the other, and various?
Listen, saith he. These 12 mountains are 12 tribes that inhabit the whole world. To these tribes, then, the Son of God was preached by the apostles.
But explain to me, sir, why they are various, these mountains, and each has a different appearance.
Listen, saith he, these 12 tribes which inhabit the whole world are 12 nations, and they are various in understanding and in mind. As various, then, as thou saw these mountains to be, such also are the varieties in the mind of these nations, and such their understanding. And I will show unto thee the conduct of each.
First, sir, say I, show me this, why the mountains, being so various, yet when their stones were set into the building, became bright and of one color, just like the stones that had come up out of the deep.
Because, saith he, all the nations that dwell under heaven, when they heard and believed, were called by the one name of the Son of God. So having received the seal, they had one understanding and one mind, and one faith became theirs, and one love. And they bore the spirits of the virgins along with the name. Therefore, the building of the tower became of one color, even bright as the sun. But after they entered in together and became one body, some of them defiled themselves and were cast out from the society of the righteous, and became again such as they were before, or rather, even worse.
How, sir, say I, did they become worse, after they had fully known God?
He that knoweth not God, saith he, and committeth wickedness, hath a certain punishment for his wickedness. But he that knoweth God fully ought not any longer to commit wickedness, but to do good. If, then, he that ought to do good committeth wickedness, does he not seem to do greater wickedness than the man that knoweth not God? Therefore, they that have not known God and commit wickedness are condemned to death. But they that have known God and seen his mighty works and yet commit wickedness shall receive a double punishment and shall die eternally. In this way, therefore, shall the church of God be purified. And as thou sawest the stones removed from the tower and delivered over to the evil spirits, they too shall be cast out, and there shall be one body of them that are purified, just as the tower, after it had been purified, became made, as it were, of one stone. Thus shall it be with the church of God also, after she hath been purified. And the wicked, and hypocrites, and blasphemers, and double-minded, and they that commit various kinds of wickedness, have been cast out. When these have been cast out, the church of God shall be one body, one understanding, one mind, one faith, one love. And then the Son of God shall rejoice and be glad in them, for that he received his people back pure.
Great and glorious, sir, say I, are all these things.
Once more, sir, say I, show me the force and the doings of each one of the mountains, that every soul that trusteth in the Lord, when it heareth, may glorify his great and marvelous and glorious name.
Listen, saith he, to the variety of the mountains and of the 12 nations. From the first mountain, which was black, they that have believed are such as these, rebels and blasphemers against the Lord, and betrayers of the servants of God. For these there is no repentance, but there is death. For this cause also they are black, for their race is lawless. And from the second mountain, the bare one, they that believed are such as these, hypocrites and teachers of wickedness. And these then are like the former, if not having the fruit of righteousness. For even as their mountain is unfruitful, so likewise such men as these have a name indeed, but they are void of the faith, and there is no fruit of truth in them. For these, then, repentance is offered, if they repent quickly. But if they delay, they will have their death with the former.
Why, sir, say I,
is repentance possible for them, but not for the former? For their doings are almost the same.
On this account, he saith, is repentance offered for them, because they blasphemed not their Lord, nor became betrayers of the servants of God. Yet, from desire of gain, they played the hypocrite, and taught each other after the desires of sinful men. But they shall pay a certain penalty. Yet repentance is ordained for them, because they are not become blasphemers or betrayers. And from the third mountain, which had thorns and briars, they that believed are such as these. Some of them are wealthy, and others are entangled in many business affairs. The briars are the wealthy, and the thorns are those that are mixed up in various business affairs. These, then, that are mixed up in many and various business affairs, cleave not to the servants of God, but go astray, being choked out by their affairs. But the wealthy unwillingly cleave to the servants of God, fearing lest they may be asked for something by them. Such men, therefore, shall hardly enter into the kingdom of God. For as it is difficult to walk on briars with bare feet, so also it is difficult for such men to enter into the kingdom of God. But for all these, repentance is possible. But it must be speedy, that in respect to what they omitted to do in the former times, they may now revert to past days and do some good. If then they shall repent and do some good, they shall live unto God. But if they continue in their doings, they shall be delivered over to those women, the which will put them to death. And from the fourth mountain, which had much vegetation, the upper part of the grass green, and the part towards the root withered, and some of it dried up by the sun, they that believed are such as these, the double-minded, and they that have the Lord on their lips, but have him not in their heart. Therefore their foundations are dry and without power, and their words only live, but their works are dead. Such men are neither alive nor dead. They are, therefore, like unto the double-minded. For the double-minded are neither green nor withered, for they are neither alive nor dead. For as their grass was withered up when it saw the sun, so also the double-minded, when they hear of tribulation through their cowardice, worship idols, and are ashamed of the name of their Lord. Such are neither alive nor dead. Yet these also, if they repent quickly, shall be able to live. But if they repent not, they are delivered over already to the women, who deprive them of their life. And from the fifth mountain, which had green grass and was rugged, they that believed are such as these. They are faithful, but slow to learn, and stubborn, and self-pleasers, desiring to know all things, and yet they know nothing at all. By reason of this, their stubbornness, understanding stood aloof from them, and a foolish senselessness entered into them, and they praise themselves as having understanding, and they desire to be self-appointed teachers, senseless though they are. Owing, then, to this pride of heart, many, while they exalted themselves, have been made empty. For a mighty demon is stubbornness and vain confidence. Of these, then, many were cast away. But some repented and believed, and submitted themselves to those that had understanding, having learnt their own senselessness. Yea, and to the rest that belong to this class, repentance is offered. For they did not become wicked, but rather foolish and without understanding. If then these shall repent, they shall live unto God. But if they repent not, they shall have their abode with the women who work evil against them. But they that believed from the sixth mountain, which had clefts great and small, and in the clefts herbage withered, are such as these. They that have the small clefts, these are they that have anything against one another, and from their backbitings they are withered in the faith. But many of these repented. Yea, and the rest shall repent when they hear my commandments, for their backbitings are but small, and they shall quickly repent. they that have great clefts. These are persistent in their backbitings, and bear grudges, nursing wrath against one another. These, then, were thrown right away from the tower, and rejected from its buildings. Such persons, therefore, shall with difficulty live. If God and our Lord, who ruleth over all things and hath the authority over all his creation, beareth no grudge against them that confess their sins, but is propitiated, doth man, who is mortal and full of sins, bear a grudge against man, as though he were able to destroy or save him? I say unto you, I, the angel of repentance, unto as many as hold this heresy, put it away from you, and repent, and the Lord shall heal your former sins, if ye shall purify yourselves from this demon. But if not, ye shall be delivered unto him to be put to death. And from the seventh mountain, on which was herbage green and smiling, and the whole mountain thriving, and cattle of every kind, and the fowls of heaven were feeding on the herbage on that mountain, and the green herbage on which they fed only grew the more luxuriant, they that believed are such as these. They were ever simple, and guileless, and blessed, having nothing against one another, but rejoicing always in the servants of God, and clothed in the Holy Spirit of these virgins, and having compassion always on every man. And out of their labors they supplied every man's need without reproach and without misgiving. The Lord, then, seeing their simplicity and entire childliness, made them to abound in the labors of their hands, and bestowed favor on them in all their doings. But I say unto you that are such, the angel of repentance, remain to the end such as you are, and your seed shall never be blotted out. For the Lord hath put you to the proof, and enrolled you among our number, and your whole seed shall dwell with the Son of God, for of his Spirit did you receive. And from the eighth mountain, where were the many springs, and all the creatures of the Lord did drink of the springs, they that believed are such as these, apostles and teachers, who preached unto the whole world, and who taught the word of the Lord in soberness and purity, and kept back no part at all for evil desire, but walked always in righteousness and truth, even as also they received the Holy Spirit. Such, therefore, shall have their entrance with the angels. And from the ninth mountain, which was desert, which had the reptiles and wild beasts in it which destroy mankind, they that believed are such as these. They that have the spots are deacons that exercised their office ill, and plundered the livelihood of widows and orphans, and made gain for themselves from the ministrations which they had received to perform. If then they abide in the same evil desire, they are dead, and there is no hope of life for them. But if they turn again, and fulfill their ministrations in purity, it shall be possible for them to live. But they that are mildewed, these are they that denied and turned not again unto their Lord, but having become barren and desert, because they cleave not unto the servants of God, but remain alone, they destroy their own souls. For as a vine left alone in a hedge, if it meet with neglect, is destroyed and wasted by the weeds, and in time becometh wild, and is no longer useful to its owner, so also men of this kind have given themselves up in despair, and become useless to the Lord, by growing wild. To these, then, repentance cometh, unless they be found to have denied from the heart. But if a man be found to have denied from the heart, I know not whether it is possible for him to live. And this I say, not in reference to these days, that a man after denying should receive repentance, for it is impossible for him to be saved who shall now deny his Lord. But for those who denied him long ago, repentance seemeth to be possible. If a man therefore will repent, let him do so speedily before the tower is completed. But if not, he shall be destroyed by the women and put to death. And the stunted, these are the treacherous and backbiters. And the wild beasts which thou sawest on the mountain are these. For as wild beasts with their venom poison and kill a man, so also do the words of such men poison and kill a man. These, then, are broken off short from their faith through the conduct which they have in themselves. But some of them repented and were saved. And the rest that are of this kind can be saved if they repent. But if they repent not, they shall meet their death from these women of whose power they are possessed. And from the tenth mountain, where were trees sheltering certain sheep, they that believed are such as these: bishops, hospitable persons, who gladly received into their houses at all times the servants of God without hypocrisy. These bishops, at all times, without ceasing, sheltered the needy and the widows in their ministration, and conducted themselves in purity at all times. These all, then, shall be sheltered by the Lord forever. They, therefore, that have done these things are glorious in the sight of God, and their place is even now with the angels, if they shall continue unto the end serving the Lord. And from the 11th mountain, where were trees full of fruit, decked with divers kinds of fruit, they that believed are such as these: they that suffered for the name of the Son of God, who also suffered readily with their whole heart, and yielded up their lives. Wherefore then, sir, say I, have all the trees fruits, but some of their fruits are more beautiful than others? Listen, saith he, all as many as ever suffered for the name's sake are glorious in the sight of God, and the sins of all these were taken away, because they suffered for the name of the Son of God. Now, hear why their fruits are various, and some surpassing others. As many, saith he, as were tortured and denied not, when brought before the magistracy, but suffered readily, these are the more glorious in the sight of the Lord. Their fruit is that which surpasseth. But as many as became cowards, and were lost in uncertainty, and considered in their hearts whether they should deny or confess, and yet suffered, their fruits are less, because this design entered into their heart. For this design is evil, that a servant should deny his own Lord. See to it, therefore, ye who entertain this idea, lest this design remain in your hearts, and ye die unto God. But ye that suffer for the name's sake ought to glorify God, because God deemed you worthy that ye should bear this name, and that all your sins should be healed. Reckon yourselves blessed, therefore. Yea, rather think that you have done a great work, if any of you shall suffer for God's sake. The Lord bestoweth life upon you, and you perceive it not, for your sins weighed you down. And if you had not suffered for the name of the Lord, you had died unto God for reason of your sins. These things I say unto you that waver, as touching denial and confession. Confess that you have the Lord, lest denying him you be delivered into prison. If the Gentiles punish their slaves, if any one deny his Lord, what think you the Lord will do unto you, he who hath the authority over all things? Away with these designs from your hearts, that you may live forever unto God. And from the 12th mountain, which was white, they that believed are such as these. They are as very babes, into whose heart no guile entereth. Neither learnt they what wickedness is, but they remained as babes forever. Such as these, then, dwell without doubt in the kingdom of God, because they defiled the commandments of God in nothing, but continued as babes all the days of their life in the same mind. As many of you, therefore, as shall so continue, saith he, and shall be as infants, not having guile, shall be more glorious even than all them that have been mentioned before. For all infants are glorious in the sight of God, and stand first in his sight. Blessed then are you, as many as have put away wickedness from you and have clothed yourselves in guilelessness.
After he had finished the parables of the mountains, I say unto him, Sir, now explain to me concerning the stones that were taken from the tower, and concerning the round stones which were placed in the building, and concerning those that were still round.
Hear, saith he, likewise concerning all these things. The stones which were taken from the plain and placed in the building of the tower in the room of those that were rejected are the roots of this white mountain. When, then, they that believed from this mountain were all found guileless, the Lord of the tower ordered these from the roots of this mountain to be put into the building of this tower. For he knew that if these stones should go to the building of the tower, they would remain bright, and not one of them would turn black. But if he had added stones from the other mountains, he would have been obliged to visit that tower again, and to purify it. Now, all these have been found white, who have believed and who shall believe, for they are of the same kind. Blessed is this kind, for it is innocent. Hear now likewise concerning those round and bright stones. All these are from this white mountain. Now, hear wherefore they have been found round. Their riches have darkened and obscured them a little from the truth, yet they never departed from God, nor did any evil word proceed from their mouth, but all equity and virtue which comes from the truth. When, therefore, the Lord perceived their mind, that they could favor the truth and likewise remain good, he commanded their possessions to be cut off from them, yet not to be taken away altogether, so that they might be able to do some good with that which had been left with them, and might live unto God, for that they come of a good kind. So therefore they have been cut away a little, and placed in the building of this tower. But the other stones, which have remained round, and which have not been fitted into the building, because they have not yet received the seal, have been replaced in their own position, for they were found very round. For this world and the vanities of their possessions must be cut off from them, and then they will fit into the kingdom of God. For it is necessary that they should enter into the kingdom of God, because the Lord hath blessed this innocent kind. Of this kind, then, not one shall perish. Yea, even though any one of them, being tempted by the most wicked devil, have committed any fault, he shall return speedily unto his Lord. Blessed I pronounce you all to be, I, the angel of repentance, will whoever of you are guileless as infants, because your part is good and honorable in the sight of God. Moreover, I bid all of you, whoever have received this seal, keep guilelessness, and bear no grudge, and continue not in your wickedness nor in the memory of the offenses of bitterness, but become of one spirit, and heal these evil clefts, and take them away from among you, that the owner of the flocks may rejoice concerning them. For he will rejoice if he find all things whole. But if he find any part of the flock scattered, woe unto the shepherds. For if the shepherds themselves have been found scattered, how will they answer for the flocks? Will they say that they were harassed by the flock? No credence will be given to them. For it is an incredible thing that a shepherd should be injured by his flock, and he will be punished the more because of his falsehood. And I am the shepherd, and it behoveth me most strongly to render an account for you. Amend yourselves, therefore, while the tower is still in the course of building. The Lord dwelleth in men that love peace, for to him peace is dear. But from the contentious and them that are given up to wickedness, he keepeth afar off. Restore, therefore, to him your spirit whole, as you received it. For suppose thou hast given to a fuller a new garment whole, and desirest to receive it back again whole, but the fuller gives it back to thee torn. Wilt thou receive it thus? Wilt thou not at once blaze out and attack him with reproaches, saying, The garment which I gave thee was whole. Wherefore hast thou rent it, and made it useless? See, by reason of the tear which thou hast made in it, it cannot be of any use. Wilt thou not then say all this to a fuller, even about a rent which he has made in thy garment? If, therefore, thou art thus vexed in the matter of thy garment, and complainest because thou receivest it not back whole, what thinkest thou the Lord will do to thee, he who gave thee the spirit whole, and thou hast made it absolutely useless, so that it cannot be of any use at all to its Lord? For its use began to be useless when it was corrupted by thee. Will not therefore the Lord of this spirit, for this thy deed, punish thee with death? Certainly, I said, all those whomsoever he shall find continuing to bear malice, he will punish. Trample not, said he, upon his mercy, but rather glorify him, because he is so long-suffering with your sins, and is not like unto you. Practice then repentance, which is expedient for you. All these things which are written above, I, the shepherd, the angel of repentance, have declared and spoken to the servants of God. If then you shall believe and hear my words and walk in them and amend your ways, ye shall be able to live. But if ye continue in wickedness and in bearing malice, no one of this kind shall live unto God. All things which were to be spoken by me have now been spoken to you. The shepherd said to me, Hast thou asked me all thy questions? And I said, Yes, sir. Why then hast thou not inquired of me concerning the shape of the stones placed in the building, in that we filled up their shapes? And I said, I forgot, sir. Listen now, said he, concerning them. These are they that have heard my commandments now, and have practiced repentance with their whole heart. So when the Lord saw that their repentance was good and pure, and that they could continue therein, he ordered their former sins to be blotted out. These shapes, then, were their former sins, and they have been chiseled away, that they might not appear. End of part 14.